She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Thanks for joining our Mirrors Reflections with Andrea Jackson. Oh my God, I can't believe 2019 is going to end. I have to tell you, I am so excited for 2020, and I have definitely learned a lot of things about myself in 2019, and there's one thing that I really want to work on for 2020, and I want everyone to receive this and think about this for themselves. Am I worthy of the things that I crave? Am I worthy of the things that I write down that I say belong to me? Am I worthy to have the life that I have dreamed of and that I've worked so hard to have? It's something that I've struggled with, I got to be honest with you, all my life. Am I worthy? And in certain behaviors that I have, in certain things that I display, I've realized when I look back at my journal for 2019 that I haven't felt that I was worthy. I have allowed certain people to come into my life that did not belong there. I have given to people that were not really deserving of my time and to be in the space that I'm in. And for 2020, my goal is to say, to own, to believe that I am worthy to have the life that I do have. I'm worthy to obtain the things that I dream and I believe that I can do. It's very easy for people to be on the outside looking in and thinking that you have it all. And I'm here to say I'm grateful and I'm gracious for what I do have, but no one has it all. The one thing that I want the most is to feel worthy of what I am doing in my life, what I am giving to the people that I care about, what I'm giving to the youth. I deserve to be the life coach that I dream of. Everything that I've worked so hard to obtain in my last 43 years has come to this point where I am at today. I want to give back to young girls. I want to give back to young men, especially people that look like me. It's something that I yearned for when I was younger. And of course, I had certain supports throughout my life, but there was times in my life I felt alone. There were times in my life that I felt no one understood me. And I'm here to tell the youth today for 2020, I am rocking out with you. I know your journey is not easy. I know the things that you're facing. I know you moms out there, especially you young moms, I was one, how hard it is. I was raised by a single mom, and I know the struggles that she had. And I know the support that she needed and wanted and yearned for. I want 2020 to be a year of worthiness, that we all think and believe that we are worthy of the life that we want, that we yearn for, that we dream about, but that cannot be obtained unless we are ready to do the work. And I'm here to tell you, I'm ready to do the work. And the only way that is going to happen is to also reflect back of where we made our mistakes, be accountable for the mistakes that we made. I made the biggest mistake of my life in 2019. And I realize it's a mistake that I constantly make, trusting the wrong people, giving to the wrong people. And I cannot any longer wear my heart on my sleeve. I have to keep it tucked away for those that are deserving. I have to keep that boss mentality that I had when I was working for my ex-boss. It's something I was very protective of him, very overprotective of his business, of his personal life. And I have to take that same trait that I used to fight so hard for him, to protect him, to do it for myself. It's something that I realized. I was able to do it for a white man for so long, but why am I having such a hard time doing it for myself? A black queen that has struggled, that is the most disrespected human being that has walked this earth. Why do I feel that I'm not worthy of the same treatment that I was able to give a white man? It's something that I have reflected on in the last 6 months of my life. It's something that I have journaled about. It's something that I really haven't been open about, but until now. Because I feel if I'm telling and I'm preaching to people to live their truth, I also have to live mine, and I have to live mine authentically. When you decide to put yourself on a platform and you decide to put your life on a platform, unfortunately, you open up parts of your life that you may not want to. But if you're going to be coaching, you have to. That's the only way people are going to be relatable to you and understanding to your journey. I really believe this is going to happen for me because I am not leading with money. I am leading with my passion to leave a mark on the youth's heart, like a few people in between have left on mine when I was younger. I could count on one hand how many people were there for me when I was younger. But I want that to change for 2020 for today's youth. I want them to be able to say there's many earth angels that looked out for me. There's many earth angels that stepped up and showed up and showed out. I don't want it to just be about Andrea Jackson. I want it to be a movement that we're all starting together as one. There is a lane for all of us out there. I don't care about if there's 50 coaches. We are all bringing something unique and different to the table. It would have been very easy for me to stay in finance and get the great salary that I was getting and get the bonuses that I was getting and the 401k and, you know, the health insurance. But the truth of the matter, it's not my legacy. It's not my passion. I did my time. I'm grateful and I'm gracious of the connections that I made, the people that I met, the people that it has inspired me along the way. But it is time for me to leave a legacy behind that my children that I have birthed would be proud of. I want when people to think of my name, that she was in the trenches with the youth and she didn't stop until lives were being changed. That is my purpose. I am worthy of this new career change, and I cannot allow what naysayers may say. I just have to allow those naysayers to be my motivators. I want to spend less time thinking of what others think about me and spend more time thinking about what Andrea thinks about her reflection in the mirror, the lives that she is changing, the people that she is inspiring, the people that are motivating me to stay on this road that I am on. I want when you guys to listen to my podcast, to listen deep and hard. I want you to take away something away from my podcast that will inspire you to be the best you. I'm not doing this for the clout. I'm not doing this for the notoriety. I've always said, I don't need a red carpet to feel VIP and be special. I'm already that without it. I want the young girls to know out there, you don't have to be on national television defaming yourself, lowering your standards just to be heard and to be seen. There is many ways, sweethearts, that you could be heard and be seen and still live a decent, amazing life. I'm not perfect. I'm not proud of some of the choices that I made, but some of those choices made me the woman I am today. And that's why I'm sharing my journey authentically with you. Some of it is painful to rehash and talk about. Some of it, I would say, the most embarrassing thing was to air my marriage in front of the public. But sometimes you have to do that to heal. But I'm not really embarrassed about my journey. I've learned from every downfall I've had. It has pushed me to move forward, to climb up that ladder and not to give up. So many of you have allowed not feeling worthy, fear, to hold you back. For 2020, we're going into a new decade. And for those of us who will make it, what a blessing. And for those who haven't, I hope the legacy you leave behind is a legacy that your family and that your children and loved ones and friends are proud of. Let's start 2020 clean. It's a clean slate. Let's stick to those, you know, those positive things that we say we want to do. Let's just do it. Let's do less talking and more action. Let's lend a hand to our sisters and brothers. Those that have not come up on the ladder yet, please reach a hand and let's pull them up from the trenches. Because I'm telling you right now, I did not get where I am today in life without help. There were people that believed in me. The career that I had for the last 19 years was because someone believed in me, trusted in me, saw something in me that maybe I didn't see in myself at the time. I'm grateful to those people. I'm also grateful to those people to show me that I am worth more than what they think I'm worth. I can give more than what I thought I could give. You see, in order to make it in life, you have to be worthy. You have to feel worthy. You have to feel like you own this and you don't need the stamp of approval from anyone else. You don't. The only stamp of approval that you really need is from yourself. I am really guided, and I thank my mother for this, always knowing that there's a higher being than me. Always know that I have a purpose, and every human being on this earth has a purpose. Even the ones that are out there doing evil, they have a purpose too, because that without them, what would we believe in? Without them, what strength would we have? Without them, how would we know how to conquer our fears and how to get past adversity? Those people, thanks to them, I have learned how to get past adversity, and so can you. There's many things that I've faced in my life, and I can't think of one that I haven't faced because I've faced a lot of them. And I am grateful to that because I am the woman I am in 2019 because of all of those adversities. You cannot be broken. Don't allow yourself to be broken. All the struggles that you face, use it to push you forward to be the best you. Everyone that I have lost in 2019, thank God I have lost you because now I could focus more on me. My biggest goal that I want to accomplish in 2020 is to be more giving to myself. I give to so many people. I drop so many things to give to others, and I leave my cup empty, okay? And what I am learning, what I put in my cup is for me, okay? And anything in that saucer goes to everybody else. I took a long time to get here, and it doesn't mean that Andrea Jackson has changed. It just means that I have changed my narrative, that in order to give to others, I have to give to myself first. I have to love on myself. I have to rest. I have to pray. I have to be still. I have to spend quality time with my children because guess what? They're getting older and you can never get that time back. It is so important to have family time. It's so important to put things in perspective. And for 2020, I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to let the fear go. I'm ready to really love on myself and own it and feel worthy. To all those people who have made their empty promises and have not lived up to what they said that they would do for me, it's okay. Thank you for opening up my eyes. Thank you for showing me that people are still insecure. People may say one thing, but then they do another. I don't feel any ill will against you. Just thank you for opening up my eyes. Sometimes that's what it takes. Your eyes to be open, that everyone may smile in your face. They may say one thing, but they're really not pure. They're really not for you. This podcast has been a dream of mine for several years. I want to shout out to one of my closest, dearest sisters, Latham Thomas. Latham, I love you unconditionally through ups and downs, through kiss-ups and breakups. You have rocked with me. You have believed in me. You made me dream bigger. You have helped me. And I am forever grateful to you. You're something special. I don't know where a lot of women would be today without Mama Glow, without your vision, without your drive, your support for women, your support for Black women, your support for all women. We need more women like you. To my daughter, Brianna, oh my God, I had you at 19. I had a lot of people telling me that I would not make it because I was a young mom, not married. But guess what? You taught me to dream. You taught me if I put you first, if I invested in you, if I loved you unconditionally, and I gave you a stable home, the sky had no limit for you. I am proud of the woman that you are. I am proud of the woman that you've become. I am proud of your passion and your drive to run your own business and do your own thing and call your own shots. You are a queen. You are special. Don't worry about judgment. Continue to push forward, my daughter. Because of you, I am doing what I'm doing. And I'm passionate about what I'm doing because of the support of you. My baby girl, there's no you. There is no me. I'm blessed to have you every day on this earth. You drive me. You give me the will to believe in the higher being. You give me the belief to show in diversity in all levels. I've learned so much from you. To my son Jackson, oh Jackson, you were the miracle baby that they said would never be here. And look at you today, standing tall. I am so proud of you. My son, I tell you this, with education, there is power. With love of thyself of a Black man, there is power. Family is your root. Don't ever forget it, my son. Don't ever forget where you come from. I love you dearly. Thank you for hugging on me. Thank you for telling me and asking me how my day was and really being concerned about me. You made me become a real mother. You made me appreciate what it is to be a mother. I enjoy watching you play basketball. I enjoy your jokes. I enjoy your compassion for others. There's something special about you, baby boy, and I knew it from the time I got pregnant with you. Remember, the sky has no limit. Don't stop dreaming. Work hard. And trust me, my son, you'll get to play a lot later. To Barry, what could I say? We've been through hell and back, bro. But one thing I could say, you've always been an amazing dad. You've always been an amazing provider. And you have rocked with me through a lot. And one thing that stood out to me is when I started a new relationship, something happened and I needed you the most. And you showed up for me. And that showed me how no matter what divorce we go through or what we go through, we're always family. Sometimes you have to separate to realize that people can change, we can grow, and people we have to learn to forgive. We can't continuously beat a horse, a dead horse, for the past. And I got to tell you, I'm so looking forward to 2020 with health first, and let's continue to build on our family and make our family unit stronger. To all my friends out there, you know who you are. You have been loving and kind and supportive to me, and I'm grateful for you. I really am. I'm a Capricorn. I'm a straight shooter for sure, and I hold no punches, but I definitely love hard, and I support all my friends in the best way that I can. I am ready for 2020. I'm ready to give to the youth from my heart. I don't know what God has entailed for me, but I know if I do the work, all I could ask from him is that he bless me and he keeps me coveted and he keeps me protected. But I do know when your time is up, it's up. And I just want the time that I do have on this earth, I don't want to waste it. Don't waste your time. It's valuable and we can never get it back. Let's leave the small pettiness in 2019. If we're saying we are for our sisters and we are for our brothers, then let's show up for them. Okay? We can talk a lot of stuff, but if we don't follow up with action behind it, it's all for nothing. We all want to make money. We all want to have things. But I tell you one thing, we have to lead with a purpose first. We have to stand by that purpose. We have to believe in that purpose if we really want to take things to the next level. And if it's right for you, trust me, in time, the money will come. When I started in the finance world, I started making $25,000 a year. I have my first paycheck, have my first years of paychecks. And I looked at my last years that I got of 2019, and I am proud. I'm just trying to show you that you have to invest in yourself, and sometimes it takes small steps to make that happen. I didn't just start grossing what I was grossing now. I had to work towards that. I had to bust my ass, put in the hours, and make the sacrifices, and I did it. And I'm just telling you, you don't need to be on TV disgracing yourself and your family to do it. There's better ways that we can show our young girls and our young boys what to do. We can't all be rappers. We can't all be the Jay-Z and the Puffies. It's just a reality of it. But there are many things that we can be. There's many roles out there that need to be taken. And we need to teach our youth on how to get there and how to take those roles and how to elevate. What legacy are we leaving behind is what we need to think about. I'm not really here to be here for the kids, unfortunately, you know, that have had a silver spoon handed to them. I'm sorry, that was not my journey. I am here for the children that don't have the silver spoon, that needs to be brought up with hope, that could be pushed and elevated, that someone believes in them, even if their parents don't. That is what I'm here to do. That is my purpose. And I'm going to die living my truth and pushing for the youth. Because someone did it for me, and it's only right that I return the favor and do it for someone else's child. If I didn't have people believing in me, I wouldn't be here today. I would probably be locked up somewhere, or somebody's wife that had a whole lot of money and being a kept woman. Because unfortunately, when I was growing up, that's what I saw. But what I'm thankful for is my mother was always an inspiration of hardworking. You know, I've only known my mom to be with my dad. So I never had a mother that was out there in the streets. I don't know what that's like for my mother. I didn't learn that from my mom. And I'm grateful that my mom gave me that example. I'm humbled that my mother gave me that example. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be the woman I am. She made me who I am. She gave me the resilience I needed to thrive in this world. And I'm grateful to you, Mom. I'm thankful for all the sacrifices you made. I want you to know this. Don't think all six of us didn't realize the struggle you had, because we did. And I know if Allison was alive today, she would give you a big hug and say thank you for taking care of my children. And I appreciate you. So Mom, let 2020 be great as you retire. Let's take that vacation that I promised you. It's time. You know, we're not promised tomorrow, and I don't want to have any regrets. I want us to do this trip. Let 2020 be great for you guys. Any luggage that you have not unpacked, try your best to unpack it before you get deep into 2020. Whatever you need to keep, throw that in the washing machine, wash it, fold it, and put it away. Empty your suitcases, women and men. Because we're going to have more stuff and adversities that we face every day that we're going to have to put in that suitcase. But try not to overload it. Take a moment to be still. Take a moment to be thankful. Always take a moment to be humble. Because I promise you, humility is the key. It's so easy to get caught up. But I'm telling you, as we rise, sometimes we will fall. It's the nature of the beast. But try not letting that fall be too catastrophic. Remain humble. Remain gracious. Remember the people that was there for you, that held you down. Don't forget about them. And remember to always grab a hand on your way up. I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for all the people that were on my podcast this season and last season. You guys have inspired me. I am gracious. I am thankful for you, and I do not take it lightly. God, what a year. What a year. And I'm grateful that I made it to this day, December 31st, 2019, 12:33 p.m. What a blessing. I made it another year for my birthday. I'm now 43 years old and I feel good. What am I going to work on for 2020? Well, the book, the Unbridged Memoir, The Unsettling Reflections of Mine, Andrea P. Jackson, will be coming out shortly. Podcasts will continue taping. I will be doing more speaking engagements. Please look out for me. My biggest goal is to head into the prisons and to inspire the young women and men there with sharing my story that I was once on the other side, and I know what that life is like, and it's tough. But you have to stay resilient. You have to forgive yourself first and foremost before you can ask anyone to forgive you. You must forgive yourself first. And trust me, once we learn to forgive ourselves first, oh boy, and then others start to fall in line, boy, what a road ahead do you have. But it's all about feeling worthy. Do you feel that you deserve the life that you have? And if you don't, and you feel you deserve more, then make change and break those chains. Thank you so much for joining our Mirrors Reflections. Cheers to 2020, guys. You got this.